across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, happy Thursday, everyone. Good morning, Tyler. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, fantastic today. Thursday is a good day for everyone involved, I think.
Thursday is a pretty good day, yeah.
Yeah, it's pointy end of the week, which is fantastic. Now, yesterday there was a little bit of the, you know, we thought it was going to rain. But it just ended up with no rain at all.
Hot and windy.
Wondering if it's going to be the same today, because the predictions in the morning all wrong.
I think the Bombs just had it wrong for a real long time.
Yeah.
They need to take a good hard look at themselves in the mirror and go, what are we doing
that's wrong? How do we get the technology slightly better? Because it sucks. Anyway, that was just my weather rant. I didn't water the garden. Thought, oh, I'm gonna, no need.
Yeah, well, I actually was the same yesterday. You're right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just my little vent. I feel better now.
That's good.
Third world problems?
I mean, first world.
Where are you living?
I get it.
I know Waratah's tough, but jeez. It's not that bad, is it?
Life is tough sometimes. Yes, can't water the grass. Don't know what the weather's doing.
Yeah, how are you, Jess?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just looking at the weather app going, oh, yeah, sunny, 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 sunny.
Sunny, probably. It's probably going to rain.
Sunny, sunny.
Is it, though, like, could rain?
Water your plants, I reckon, because nobody knows.
Just do it anyway, just exactly. To be safe. Give me a drink.
My grass is stuffed. It can just
die. Yeah.
I know.
You got the old patchy situation, don't you, at the moment?
It's just weeds. It's like the people built the house and then they were like, oh, we'll just see what happens. Just leave the dirt there.
Oh,
whatever
grows.
That is a surefire way to end up with whatever square meterage you have in your in lawn as bindies, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's that also means that she doesn't have any lush cooch.
No lush cooch. But you know what? Not my grass, not my problem.
That's a big saying, isn't it?
No lush cooch for Jess.
When the cops come round, not my grass, not my problem. Speak to someone else about that.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Oh, good morning, Jess.
Morning.
Now, we wanted to first mention that parts of the Hunter are really feeling the squeeze, yeah?
Yeah. Aren't you feeling it?
I mean, a few things went up a little bit.
What kind of squeeze?
So we're talking about when it's squeeze, it's always money, isn't it?
That's right. And people, lots and lots of people. So we know the Hunter Valley is obviously the best place in the world to live. And unfortunately, a lot of other people agree and they want to come and live here.
Get out of here.
Right?
We're
I know. Get out.
Too busy.
Those are words I'll never say. And that's gross.
I agree. I regret saying that.
Good.
I'll just move right along. Maitland was the fifth most attractive destination for people to come, and Lake Macquarie was the fourth most visited place for people to come from, like, Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah,
and
is that right around
cities.
The country?
Yeah.
Maitland was in the top five.
Yep.
Wow.
And then Lake Macquarie.
That won't go
to
the levee, isn't
Sydney.
It?
Yeah, the levee.
What else?
No, that's got asbestos. Can't go there.
Yep.
Wineries.
Yeah,
what wineries in Maitland?
Oh, Maitland is the gateway to the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
You've got to go through there to get there.
Tell you what, Green Hills Food Court's pretty good.
It is good.
It's so good.
Went there the other day. I was like, I'll just walk through because I had to go to a shop there. I was like, this is...
Oh, it's buzzing.
A hidden gem for
it
me.
It is.
Someone that doesn't visit Maitland very often, I like it here.
And like food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. TGI Fridays is so good.
Yeah, what the heck?
What's your favourite dish at TGI Fridays, Jess?
Last time I was there, I had like a pulled pork like burrito thing, and their fries are so damn good.
Yum.
Nice. All of that could be had, and that's probably why they're going there.
Anyway, that's right. Why people are moving here.
Yeah, exactly.
The Green Hills Food Court. It's a draw card. I'm telling you.
Done. Sorted.
Now, up next, Jess, we are seeing our very own version of Monopoly.
Yeah, so Cessnock City Council has pushed for this one, the Hunter Valley Monopoly. I think we've had the Newcastle Monopoly for
yeah,
memory.
Something
I'm pretty
like that.
Sure we had a Newcastle one. Anyway, now we're going to have a Hunter Valley one, which is exciting. So get around that when it comes out.
Do you know any of the features?
They're going to put like some places you wouldn't even think of, like Laguna, which is just south of Cessnock, places like St. Clair, which you can go camping.
I mean...
I've been to Lake St. Clair. It's quite nice.
Very pretty.
Here's my question, though.
Mm-hmm.
How small a place can you have and get your own Monopoly?
Well, you could make your own Monopoly if you want.
Could I put
no,
the
no, no. I'm talking like, about an official, proper official dog
I don't
one.
Know. Like the Waratah Manor. Could I get that on the Monopoly board?
It's not, like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, Cessnock, yeah, they're good. That's a good size area, Newcastle. But it's going, like, smaller Cessnock. And smaller.
They're going to, like, Singleton and going back the out valley. This way to Maitland, Hunter Valley.
Can Beresfield get its own Monopoly board?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. If they wanted to.
Like, official?
Yes.
I guess. Ask Newcastle Council.
What is the most expensive property on this Hunter Valley board, Jess? Do you
good
know?
Question.
It'd have to be a winery, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Would have thought so.
What's that one out at, the real fancy, swanky one?
Well, my favourite out there is Lisa McGuigan's Vamp. Have you been there?
No. Oh,
that would so be good. My pick for the most expensive winery on the Monopoly board because it is schmick. Bougie AF.
Is that Vamp from the same Vamp Cosmetics as well? That do all the Botox and everything?
Could be, not
same
sure.
Same company? Don't
not
know.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll figure that out afterwards by Googling it.
Yeah, let's suss out the board.
Well, that's exciting.
Spend some Monopoly money.
Yeah, plenty of that to spend. Fantastic, thanks for that. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, a couple of weeks ago on the show, we were talking about the theatre that's playing at the Newcastle Civic Theatre at the moment, Come From Away.
Yeah.
We both went.
Very lucky to get to go along. And what a show that is.
Oh, my God. We both loved it so much. Yeah. I was a crying mess by the end of it. It's just so beautiful. It's just an amazing story as well, right?
And it's lucky because for the first time, and I think it's 30 years,
yeah,
we've got a proper Broadway musical in town.
Right here in Newcastle instead of having to go all the way down to Sydney to see one.
Yeah, and even then you might be disappointed when you get there. With this one, you won't.
And the Civic Theatre is a beautiful setup as
what
well,
a gem it is.
So nice.
Yeah.
So if you were kind of on the fence about whether or not you should go and see this musical, go. It ends this weekend,
yeah.
So get on it. Tickets are still available. They're from as little as $70.
That is a bargain.
For a Broadway musical theatre, it is a bargain.
And it's like one that's getting rave reviews, and rightly so.
Yep.
You're not just getting some, you know, absolute rubbish one that they've sent up here to Newcastle because it's no good. That's not happening.
That's not the case.
You're getting a premium experience. Anyway, we just wanted to give it a little plug before it wraps up because if you're into that sort of thing or just want a bit of a different night
totally.
Out.
A few local actors and actresses in it as well that are local to Newcastle. So good.
It's a red hot opportunity to get an absolute deal.
And a great night out.
If
you had no plans this weekend, do it.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, so yesterday on the show, Tyler, there was a bit of a debate going on because this school in Sydney, just south of Newcastle, right down the M1, had started bribing kids to basically snitch on their friends who are having a fight in exchange for chicken and chips.
Which I think is genius.
All you're doing, this is in my mind, it's wrong because all you're doing is teaching kids bribery and corruption is the correct path.
No, you're telling kids that it is great to be rewarded when putting a stop to bad things.
This is the debate that we had yesterday on the show and we'll see how it all plays out up next. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on UFM. Yesterday on the show, we got into a chat about whether snitches in schoolyards were good.
Now, basically, Crevo, a principal down in Sydney was at his wit's end trying to get all these boys at Granville Boys High School to stop fighting in the yard. So he was like, right, anyone who stops a fight from here on out will get free chicken and chips. Which I think is quite genius. It teaches good morals and standing up for what is good, and you get rewarded for that.
See, I disagree. I think you're teaching that bribery and corruption are rampant and right, because that's what you're saying. Here's a bribe if you do this thing, bribery.
So tell me, you've got a dog, Molly.
Yeah.
Tell me that you've never bribed her with a snack ever.
Oh, I have all the time.
See,
because
worse.
No, because Molly is not going to then, you know, run for council in the future.
True.
As smart as she is, it's a different situation, and that evidence doesn't apply in this to this.
We are asking on 4967 4105, is it right or wrong to bribe kids with chicken and chips? We've got Sarah in Greeter up first. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's great idea threefold. It's not a bribe, it's a reward.
Yep.
For positive behaviour for someone who's willing to stand up and stop the aggression.
Yep.
The fighters will get the punishment of not getting the chicken and chips.
True.
Plus, they get the discipline of wanting to be good and reporting others so that next time they get the chicken and chips.
See?
Oh, you know what? You've made really good. and all, you know what the problem with this is? And you've made good arguments, Sarah. And all I can think about is chicken and chips.
See?
So what you're doing so works.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people aren't brave enough to stand up and say when something's wrong.
But if they're going to be rewarded for it, maybe they will.
Exactly.
And chicken and chips is the way to any normal person's heart, Crevo. This is what I'm saying to
That's
you.
All
it's
I can think
genius.
About now, even though I'm anti-bribery.
Let's go to Liz next in Edgy. Hey, Liz.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. What are your thoughts on this?
Now, I'm on the fence over this because I don't believe in rewarding bad behaviour.
Mm.
However, I do believe in encouraging change in good behaviour. And if this is what's going to enhance some of the good behaviour,
mm-hmm.
it's not so much a bribe, it's more an initiative.
It's a reward. Like Sarah said, I don't think the bad people who are going to get in a fight are getting rewarded with the chicken and chips. It's those that dob them in. It's
the
those
snitches.
That snitch.
getting a bribe.
It's not so much about the snitching, it's more about their environment too. And
we have to
take the impact of others around us when there's constant fighting and stuff.
Yep.
The impact and what it's doing to their schooling as well. So
exactly.
I guess at the end of the day, they want it to stop and they want changes. So if this is going to encourage behaviours, I'm all for it.
Get a free lunch out of it as well.
Oh, everyone's being so measured and reasonable.
It makes sense, Crevo.
I know, Yeah, we should.
Let's go to Jason next in Boolaroo. Hey, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I think it's all right for the first week, maybe, and then kids being kids, they'll get smart and they'll just start staging fights and getting free chicken and chips and sharing it with the people that were pretending.
This is what I would say. Gaming the system will 100% happen, won't it?
It's so easy to game and just rotate who's fighting and we can all get chicken and chips for lunch every day for school.
I mean, you could be right, but let's not plant that seed, hey? Like, let's not encourage kids to be shifty. We do have a lot of comments in our social media
kids
posts
are
about
work this.
This
out in a second.
Katie has said, kids are hard work, whatever works within reason. However, be careful when offering the sacred potato whilst dealing with this awful shortage.
So true.
I can relate to that. Someone else has said, wouldn't work for my kid. She doesn't eat chicken. Thanks to Paw Patrol's Chickaletta. I've even tried to convince her that they aren't chicken, but she won't have a bar of it.
Paw Patrol causing all kinds of trouble, isn't it? Is he waking up with the Novos? Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Yesterday, this on the show. And what can't your kids say or what can't you say is the area we move into now.
I used to not be able to say spaghetti as a kid and it was always biscotti.
Which sounds better because it sounds like it's got biscuits in it.
Can we have biscotti on toast?
Hilarious. And that's why we're asking the question. Let's go to the phones.
We've got Trish in Rutherford up first. Hey, Trish.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What can't the kids say?
Well, when they were younger, my son, he couldn't say hospital. He used to call it hospital.
Oh, that's cute.
And then Tawara, a suburb up this way, he couldn't say Tawara. He used to call it Arara.
Also cute.
That's very
Excellent.
Cute.
Excellent. Well done.
We've got Amanda up next in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What can't the kids say?
When my daughter was three, she was looking out the lounge room window.
Yeah.
And, sorry, someone's
was screaming out, "Kooky bugger, kooky bugger." And we looked out the window and there was a kookaburra sitting on the fence.
Oh, oh my God, that's so adorable.
And also, I think a funnier and better name.
Yeah, way better.
Casey is up next. Hey, Casey.
Hello.
What can't your kids say?
My daughter, when she was young, couldn't say Uncle Jason, so she said Uncle Daggy.
What? That's not even close.
I know. Uncle Daggy.
That's cute.
Pretty cute. Pretty cute.
Let's wrap this up with Gabby Imadawi up next. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what can't the kids say?
It was one of my friends. He couldn't say the tr noise like in truck. It used to come out as an F noise.
Oh.
Did it now. As classic. In, oh, no, I'm turning you down.
Classic.
I know, kids, right? Well, they can't say stuff.
Yeah, but it's even cuter when it turns out to be a swear word.
Yeah, definitely.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier to win show tickets this morning. I mean, we're just price central here, aren't we?
We totally are, and the show kicks off tomorrow.
I know. You want to get your hands on these four for free, a four-pack. It's
cute.
Pretty
good.
Comes in a little package, like
a
beer.
A four-pack.
Yeah.
Like an envelope, you mean?
Probably. 4967, 4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind, this is where we give you three things and you have to figure out what the theme is.
Yeah.
I've got a little example for you. You okay. can pretend you're playing, all right, Tyler?
All right. My name's my buzzer.
That's how it works. Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, my God.
Panadol, Nurofen.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Types of painkiller.
Well, medicine.
Okay.
Medicine.
Okay,
you
there
have
you
to go.
Go
medicine. Okay. Anyway, you were close.
That was hard.
Yeah, well, some of them will be easier than that.
Oh, my God.
Most
okay.
of them will be easier than that.
Okay.
4967 4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind and win you and your family a free pass to the show, it's
oh
a
my
yes
God.
From me.
It's such a good prize.
It certainly is. We'll play next. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier to get to the show. Four tickets on the line to the Newcastle show starts tomorrow until March 5th at Newcastle Showground.
I just want to go there and hook into a Dagwood dog.
Yeah?
Extra Tommy sauce.
Do you like, put it in a little cup thing or in the, like, in a little box and dip it, or you just pour it all over
Pour it all over it. Dip it in.
Yeah, get it all over your face.
Yeah. The
Tommy
more sauce on the tip, the better.
That's often what they say. That's what I've heard anyway.
Yeah, it's good.
Sometimes you want the sauce on just the tip.
Can speak from experience.
Let's meet our contestants this morning. Renee is up first. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Belmont nice this morning?
Yes, beautiful.
Of course it is. It's a great part of the world.
Always is.
Also, Tegan's in Thornton. How is it out there?
Yeah, good.
Awesome.
Funny.
Yeah, what was that, sorry?
I said dark this morning.
Yeah.
You know what?
Daylight summer's, savings is almost over, isn't it?
Summer's over. But let's not be too sad because we're playing Three of a Kind. Yeah. Let's get into this, shall we?
One of you guys are going to be a winner. Are you ready? Let's test everyone's buzzers. Let's go with Renee first.
Renee.
Ooh. Strong.
Yep.
Strong and solid. Tegan now?
Tegan.
No R in front of
yeah.
it.
No.
That's going to waste your time, Tegan. Just get straight into it. Oh, yep. Nah, she
Fair
gets
enough.
It. You get it, don't you, Tegan?
We're on this. All right, let's do our first one.
All right, ladies, first one up. Angel hair, rigatoni, linguine.
Renee.
Oh, that was Renee.
Sure was. Go for it.
Pasta.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board.
One for Renee. Next one. Polo, golf, Tiguan.
Renee.
I think that was Tegan.
It was.
Types of cars.
Be more specific.
Volkswagen car.
Oh,
that
yes,
is correct.
You,
we've got a game on our hands.
One apiece. Tiebreaker here, ladies. Rye, sourdough, multigrain.
Renee.
I don't know who that was.
I think we have to cancel. That was a dead heat. Next question.
Next one. Okay. Yep. Next one. Yoshi, Mario, Peach.
Renee.
Oh, my God. I think that was Renee.
Yeah, it was. What is it?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Oh, no.
That means we go to Tegan.
Nintendo character.
That is correct. You're our winner. Well done, Tegan. Renee, can we get you back tomorrow for another go?
Sure can.
Yes, awesome. We need to get you to the show, sis.
We certainly do. Good luck to you tomorrow, and well done to Tegan.
Yeah, last tickets in town tomorrow, though.
Oh, no.
The three of a kind, so get on that.
If you want to go up against Renee, make sure you call through. She's very quick.
The girls were quick today.
That they were. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, a British woman has anonymously come out and revealed that she hooked up with her cousin.
This is juicy.
After years of a lot of tension between the two of them. She said, we met up at a family reunion after we first met. She said she didn't really have a lot to do with her dad's side of the family after he passed. And then she finally met her dad's side of the family when she was 16, met one of the cousins on this side and said that there was a lot of tension between them, if you know what I mean.
Right, so they're looking at each other across the room, smouldering eyes.
Like vibing off each other.
I know, we're cousins. This is a forbidden love.
And then years later, they all get together for a family reunion and they sneak off, go to a room together. Get it done.
With a cousin. That doesn't say, like, I'm not a scientist, but it doesn't seem right, does
it? No, I wouldn't think so. And also, I think, like, in some parts of the world, it's highly illegal.
Well, I think so. Here's the thing, though, right? And this has happened when we've talked about this kind of thing before on the show. People go, oh, but, you know, as long as you're not having kids, what's the issue?
I think there's a lot of issues.
For me, it's beyond. It's not just that. It's that it's a cousin.
Yeah.
It just feels wrong.
Very closely related.
Yeah.
Now she says that since we've done it, I can't live without him. I need him in my life.
This is so awkward.
And pretty sure, sis, if you're cousins, you're going to be in one another's lives. Like, I don't know, family weddings, Christmas, Easter's coming up. You might be having a good Friday lunch together.
You're all going to be there. Now, it's just so awkward because say you do, you know, get together in a relationship, which is weird. Do you then tell the family? I mean, I guess.
How do you hide it? How are they going to say, oh, when are you going to bring a lovely boy home? Well, he's just there across the table. He's your son.
You've met him before at Christmas.
The comments, though, on this anonymous thread are encouraging this woman to pursue her cousin.
What? So this first was on some big magazine, Who Weekly or something.
Yeah.
And then on the online version. And then the comments start rolling in.
Someone has said, Game of Thrones is really giving people some nasty ideas, isn't it? Someone else has said, you can totally have a relationship with your cousin. No one else's business but yours. Loads of cousins get together all the time.
Do they?
Not sure.
Have you ever met anyone who dates their cousin?
Never.
Not that I know of. Could be a secret, though.
Someone else said he's your first cousin, not your brother. Go for it.
Oh, that's
I still think there are a lot of problems within this.
Yeah, so do I. Like, just from a psychological viewpoint, it just feels wrong.
I think so, too. Someone else has said, who cares, sis? You do you. Or, as I would like to say, do your cousins.
Which is you and your family, keeping it in the family.
Aww.
The whole thing weirds me out.
Me too.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So, Trivia Check is back this morning, just after 7 o'clock, worth $800. Oh, now,
that's
a lot of cash, right? Now, if you convert it into the fun-size meal, Milky Ways.
Yeah.
The whole lot, right? They got them for $5. It came up for a 28-pack.
Yeah.
That gives you over 4,000 fun-sized Milky Ways.
Is Milky Way your choice?
It's pretty good. It's not the best ever, but it's just a good, like, that's just a currency conversion. It's like taking it to Thailand, turning it into baht.
For me, I'd turn it into a Snickers.
All into Snickers. Same thing. You probably, if you get the fun size ones, probably over 4,000 of them. Imagine that.
That's a lot.
All for answering one question correctly.
Oh, my God.
Just after 7 o'clock, Trivia Check back.
Next, though, on the show yesterday, we introduced producer Stephen's lazy habits. And now we want Novocastrians to expose the lazy people in their life as well.
Wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, as this new show develops, we get to know a lot about each other, Crevo, you and I, and of course about our new producer, Stephen, as well. We learnt yesterday that he used to work at Bunnings, and for the first 2.5 hours of his shift at Bunnings, he literally did sweet F.A.
So he used to get in very early, like 6 o'clock or so, clock in.
Have a chat with the boss.
Go for a long
poo. Wander around, say good day, sit on the toot for 45 minutes.
As he called it, TikTok time.
Yeah.
Which is quite, 45 minutes blows me away.
And then by the time 7:30 rolls around, he's been at work for an hour and a half, then it's Smoko.
That's right.
So then that's another 45 minutes.
And then it's 8:15 and that's when you finally start.
And that's when he kicks off the day. So I feel like Stephen isn't the only one that does this, and there would be at least a handful of Novocastrians that have adopted this kind of work practice as well.
Do you work with, or have you worked with in the past, a Newcastle bludger?
Or are you the Newcastle bludger?
That's right. Maybe you had some job like Stephen in the past, it can be.
Yeah.
Where you just bludged like nothing else.
And no one bat an eyelid at it. No one cared.
You got away with it.
4967 4105. Dobbin a bludger.
Yeah, if you know a Newcastle bludger, we'd love to hear stories. My dad is a chippy.
Yeah.
And he always works alone because he could never find good people.
Yeah, right.
But over the journey, he's taken on some big jobs and occasionally he'd have to take on another person. One guy, he's just called him Don't Get It Steve because he just didn't get anything he'd explain to him. And he caught him one time asleep. Asleep on, like, because it was a two-story build.
Yeah.
He was downstairs asleep.
Are you joking?
Nah.
4967-4105, Dobbin a bludger. Best callers on the show today will go in the draw to win 4 tickets to the Newey show kicking off tomorrow all weekend at Newcastle Showground. If you want these tickets, dob them in. Be ruthless. Dob in any bludger you've ever come across, ever.
We'll get your calls on the air next.
Now, yesterday on the show, producer Stephen revealed that he was a big old bludger in his previous job before he came to work with us. So there'll be none of that when he works for us.
No, we're on top of it.
Yeah, we are. But it got us on the topic of working with bludgers. Do you work with one? Newcastle, I feel like, would see a lot of bludgers on work sites, maybe in hospo venues, bludgers everywhere.
There are, and it's like a lot of the time on work sites, it's blokes going off to the port-a-loo.
Sitting in the loo for a long time.
Yeah. You got a medical condition? Nah, just
like sitting on the toot, on the clock.
Just need it.
I just like getting paid to do a poo.
Exactly. That is what it comes down to for a lot of people,
pretty
I think.
Pretty much.
We see it everywhere. 4967-4105 if you want to join the show.
Let's go to Joe in Cessnock up first. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, neighbours.
Dobbin a bludger.
Back in the day, I was a bludger. My first job was a retail trainee with a supermarket. And, yeah, I would go to the toilet 5 or 6 times a day just to bludge because it was so bad.
Now, Joe, I would assume back in the day there was no mobile devices for you to sit and have a scroll on. Would I be correct?
That's correct.
So what would you do? Just sit there and just enjoy your spare time?
No, I'd take one of the magazines off the shelf and read that.
That's like the old school version of a scroll, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Do you remember what magazine you would have been reading?
Ralph.
Oh, you know, like the New Idea, TV Week, whatever was out, Woman's Day.
Oh, I wonder what the characters from Friends are up to in their personal time.
What's Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt doing these days?
Thanks for that.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$800 is what it sits at right now. This is amazing. If you like free money, I mean, cash tracks are great, but Trivia Check is another way you can win it instantly. $800 could be yours.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait around till this afternoon.
You just need to answer one question correctly.
And call right now, 4967-4105. If you want to have a go at Trivia Check, if you want to have a stab at one question and win $800.
It could be all yours.
Totally could.
All right, Trivia Check up next. Call now, 4967-4105 if you want to win the $800.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, your chance at $800. All you have to do is get one question correct.
That is one, so much money.
For one question? Are you kidding me? Like, let's do this thing. You'd
be mad to not want to have at least give it a crack, right?
I know, for one question. Because often you're at the trivia night or something, you know one question. That could be the $800 one. Forget some $30 lame drink card you can get at the counter.
That's it. And the thing is, too, when you're at trivia and a question is asked that you know the answer to, it's like you slap the table. I know this.
You know straight away.
See?
All right, let's do this. Let's meet our contestant for this morning.
We've got Adam in Cardiff South. Hey, Adam.
Good morning, Tyler. Good morning, Crevo. How are we?
Very well, thank
you. Never better, mate.
Now, producer Stephen has just let us know that you knew the answer to yesterday's question.
I did, but that's no indication that I'll get today's right.
Very true, but I mean, it's good that you know, like, weird trivia questions, right?
Hopefully. Hopefully it falls my way this morning.
I can't even remember what the question was. Oh, bad breath.
Bad breath, yeah.
Halitosis.
All right, Adam, are you ready for your question to potentially walk away with 800 bickies this morning?
Oh, let's get it on.
Coding used to structure a website is HTML. What does this stand for?
No, I know nothing about computers.
Not even a go.
I'm so sorry. No. I don't know it either. Apparently, it means hypertext markup language. You'll never forget it now, Adam.
No, that one's burnt into my memory.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry. That does mean, though, Crevo, $825 up for grabs tomorrow.
For a Friday. How good is that?
Oh, be listening after 7. We'll do it again all over tomorrow with $825 up for grabs.
New FM.
Right, I'm angry.
Uh-oh.
And I want to let it all out. So the other day, I'm at the shops and I need a few, like, bits and pieces for my face, right? So, like, makeup, skincare, that kind of stuff.
Do you buy that at just Woolworths?
No.
Okay.
There's a few different shops. I'm not gonna mention any of them because there's some shops that make me angry. And when you walk into these, like, makeup department stores, you're always offered help, which I find is great because sometimes when I walk in there, it's so overwhelming. It's like, I just need one makeup brush, maybe some foundation and some skincare, like moisturizer and hyaluronic acid and all that kind of stuff that you've got no idea about. I can just see you glazing over as I explain this to you.
This is all shooting straight over my head.
But in the past, they're always super helpful and I'm like, yeah, I just need this. In the past, when I've asked for a recommendation, I'm always, without fail, recommended the most expensive version of whatever I'm after.
Yeah, because they're just doing this.
They're trying to upsell. I understand that.
They're trying to make money.
Right, but it's just like, okay, but if I just need a basic run-of-the-mill moisturizer, I don't want to pay $150 for that, right? Like, this is how expensive these items can get.
How much do you get for $150?
Maybe, like, 2 months' worth.
Whoa.
So you've got to then go then and buy it over and over and over again. So
that's
like,
just
right,
moisturizer.
Let's suck them in.
Mm.
Tell them that this one's real good because we know in 60 days' time they're going to have to come and buy another one. And I know, I'm going to know that it's good, so I'm going to want it. So I'm avoiding the expensive stuff because I know that I'm not going to be able to, one, afford it, and then, two, I'm not going to be able to say no to it because look at the magic it has turned my face into, right? Anyway.
Yeah, your face does look good at the moment, Tyler.
Thank you. It's not because of the $150 products, though, because I'm not spending money on that kind of crap.
Whatever you use isn't working.
I have learnt now, though, that when I go into these stores, hey, I just need a hyaluronic acid that's affordable, something that's actually going to work on my skin, and I'm not going to want to have to break the bank over it. That's what I say.
Right.
Now, right? I'm like, I just need something affordable, nothing that's going to break the bank. And boy, did I get stung the other day.
What do you mean you got stung?
I went to the chemist to buy toe fungal treatment. Definitely not for me and for someone else that I know.
Sure. That's with your stinky Birkenstocks.
It's a separate issue, right? Yep. I won't talk about it. All these options that range from like $15 to $75. And guess what this woman thought that she could do? Oh, this one, honestly, you'll see results in 24 hours. This one, I understand it's a bit affordable, but this one's going to work for you.
$75 one, was it?
$75 one. I said, oh, you look, you know, cost of living's through the roof at the moment. I really don't think I can afford that one. She's like, I promise you, it's good. I'm like, okay, well, it's not for me, so it doesn't matter. I'm not spending $75 on this, though. I'm not doing it.
And after 24 hours, how's your toe?
It's not good. Not good at all. I'm so angry.
Like this.
I'm so angry. Yes, because it's done nothing. So now I've got the $15 one and it's worked wonders. Stop trying to upsell absolute junk.
Because it
doesn't work on your face, doesn't work on your fungusy toes. I can speak from my friend's experience.
New FM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Yeah, you heard, Jess. Our music is worth money right now, Crevo. New FM's $10,000 cash tracks are back. We play you $105 for every cash track. Our first one will be coming in hot after 8 o'clock.
That's so good. The more you write down and ring up with at the end of the day, the more you can win.
Oh.
It's just free money left, right and centre.
How good.
It sure is. Next, though, find out how you can get yourself for free to the Thrifty Newcastle 500. I'll leave it at that.
This is the Novos Supercars Challenge.
Forgot we had the formalities to play there.
That's all right, we got it.
As I was saying, all week this week, we are giving some Novocastrians the chance to go along to the Thrifty Newcastle 500. We want to give away a double three-day general admission pass plus a Newcastle 500 merch pack as well.
You're going to look good in the Newcastle, in the Thrifty Newcastle 500 drip while you're at the event.
But in order for you to win that, you've got to maybe be a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, we make you jump through a little hurdle here.
Totally. We need two Novocastrians to go head-to-head. So call now on 4967-4105. If you want to go along to the Newcastle Thrifty 500. Jeez, that's hard to say sometimes, isn't it? If you want to go along, we need two Novocastrians on the phone right now to make the best supercar sound with their mouth.
Do you want to do a little demo? That's a perfect example.
Thank you very much. I thought so too.
4967-4105. If you want to win the free tickets, we'll do it next.
Get your tickets to the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now. March 10 to 12. Ticketek.com.au. This is the Novos Supercars Challenge.
I'm calling it. This is the best competition we've ever done.
I think you're right.
It is so much fun.
It sure is.
This is basically where we get two Novocastrians on the phone going head-to-head to try and take out a double three-day general admission pass to the Newcastle 500. That includes tickets to all of the live music, all of the gigs, plus a Newcastle 500 merch pack, plus you go in the draw to do a Newcastle 500 grid walk as well. Get your tickets for Thrifty Newcastle 500 March 10 to 12 at ticketek.com.au. How good
I know.
Is this prize?
If you're a fan, this is the bee's knees. All that stuff plus a chance at a grid walk.
Even you if you're not me? A fan, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
You're going to be blown. You'll never forget something like that.
So we've got two contestants on the phone ready to make the best supercar noise with their mouth. We've got Debbie in Raymond Terrace up first. Hey, Deb.
Good morning.
You reckon you got what it takes? Bloody oath. I like the confidence you got, Deb.
Is it like a ferret or something in the background where you are?
A little busy road. So I'm hoping that actually helps with my sound effect.
Smart.
Couldn't understand a word of that. That's all right.
She lives on a busy road.
Oh,
a
busy road. Okay.
So the sounds of the cars might help her. We've got Sean in Edgy up next as well. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you going?
Now, producer Stephen is saying that you're talking big game. You reckon that this car noise is a secret talent of yours. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Every time these things come up, my mates always hassle me, but I'll never get through, so...
How embarrassing if you lose?
This could be it. What was that, sorry?
How embarrassing if you lose?
Oh, no, yeah, the pressure's on.
pressure's on.
Don't be nervous. Don't be paranoid. You got this.
All right, who should we get to go first, Crevo?
I think Debbie in Raymond Terrace.
Yeah, I think, Debbie, you ready?
Yeah, not confident now.
Nah, don't let Sean get in your head. He's talking big game, Debbie, and he could completely flunk this. So let's hear it. Hit us when you're ready. That was pretty solid.
That was strong. That was strong.
I'm not mad about that one
not at all. Nah.
Sean, you should be intimidated by that.
I know. The pressure's on. Coming second here.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hit us. Honestly, Sean, you sound like you're motorboating someone.
Yeah, well.
Is that what that sounds like?
I think the visuals go well with it too, when you see my face all quenched up as well.
Yeah, right. Couldn't see that. But.
What
who
do you
reckon, Crevo? Oh, God.
You know what? I think it's got to be Sean.
I think so too.
Congratulations, man. You've got yourself that awesome fact.
Yeah.
The tickets, the merch pack, and the chance at the grid walk. Well done, man.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate. Thanks,
Debbie, Bob. That was a solid effort from you, though, sis.
Better luck next time. Yeah. Is all I can say.
It's the best game ever. We'll play it again tomorrow for your Feel Good Fridays.
Of course.
Don't miss it.
Indeed.
More music and more free money.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
Yeah, this is basically the bit where we make you listen to the radio all of the time.
it's an exchange.
Yeah, we're bribing you. There's a payoff.
You listening for money.
Yep, basically, we want you to listen to all of the cash tracks right across your day and win free money.
That's right. Simple as that.
And
very easy.
We are about to hand you the first one of the day right now, and this is a pretty good banger.
Yeah, let's do
it. There's a few good bangers across the day today. Not that I know, but I've got a
feeling.
A vibe,
I like
all bangers.
That.
This one, banger. James Hype, Miggy De La Rosa, Ferrari. Write it down.
Exactly. Your first cash track here. My hand to yours is $105.
Easy
generous,
peasy.
Generous stuff. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Creva on 105.3 New FM. Up next, we are doing What's the Goss. Producer Stephen, what's on the way?
The latest on Justin Bieber's Australian tour. I'd curb the enthusiasm for now.
Jeez, okay. That man's got some issues that he's dealing with, I think. Anyway, we'll find out all about that in a few minutes. Now, though, this lady, she wanted to clean her car, right? Fairly nice new car, so she wanted to keep it in good condition.
Yeah.
Now, she got herself a little spray can of what she thought was like an Armor All type product for all the vinyl.
To like spray the interior.
Keep it sort of that weird shiny.
Clean the dash.
Exactly. That sort of shiny bit. I don't know, it feels waxy to me.
It does feel oily, but I feel like that's to stop the dust settling.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a good reason to. Anyway, she thought she had a can of that. Turns out she had a can of spray paint that was for vinyl. So it's a special spray paint that adheres to vinyl extra well.
No.
Her kids came in and saw what she'd done, and then, like, this is the aftermath. They videoed it, and this is how it all went down.
When Mum thinks that spray paint is vinyl cleaner.
Oh, my God, what has she done?
She has totally f***ed her whole car. Oh, my God, Mum! What have you done?
New look vinyl spray. Don't delay it. Motor spray it. Well, she did that.
Honestly, I want to be friends with this family because they sound so fun.
I know. And the worst part is she didn't just spray one little door panel and then go to wipe that. She sprayed the whole car with the idea that she would then wipe it down later. You know how when you're doing your bathroom, like your shower or whatever,
you spray it all first,
let it all soak in nice and well. In her case, let the paint dry nice and dry.
This gives major Donna vibes. This is something my mother would do.
Really?
But the difference between this family and my mother is that my siblings and I would obliterate Donna and she'd get so mad that she'd be like, well, you can all get nicked. You clean the cars yourselves next time. No, doll, you got to buy a new one because you've buggered this one.
The whole thing, like every vinyl surface in the car, think about it, the dash, the door panels, even like that little bit in the middle where you put your coins
the
and
console.
Stuff.
And the other thing is too, when you're spraying something that you assume you're going to wipe off, you're not neat and tidy with the spraying application.
It's all so swirly battens and stuff.
The doodles on the dash is everywhere.
That car is like it'd be close to a write-off.
Could you get it off?
No, because it's spray paint. That's there forever. And it's special spray paint designed to adhere to the vinyl.
Oh, what an absolute disaster. What an expensive mistake to make.
Definitely.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, you come with some kind of news regarding Justin Bieber. Is it good or is it bad?
Unfortunately, not good news. Well, it's his birthday today, actually. He turns 29.
Is he doing a birthday tour? He and I are the same age.
Really? There you go.
We're both 29 this year. He has achieved way more in life than I have.
Same bank account.
I bloody wish.
I tell you what, you're in more of my good books than he is at the moment. I wish him a happy birthday, but we're absolutely off Justin Bieber at the moment.
What's happened?
He's cancelled his Australia and New Zealand. Well, he's cancelled the rest of his remaining dates for his tour, which includes Australia and New Zealand. Now, Crevo mentioned a little bit earlier that he is having some issues, and the most notably of that was his Ramsay Hunt syndrome.
Yep.
Is that where he got the droopy face going
on?
Yeah,
he looked like he had
it?
A stroke pretty much. Yep. Half his face was numb and droopy.
Not a good type.
I mean, those muscles are pretty important when your job's to sing.
Sort of.
So he postponed his tour, which everyone was kind of like, oh, that's fair enough. But
so is he still unwell now?
I don't know. Well, that video came out a couple months ago of him singing with the Kid Laroi. It surprised
that's
him.
Right.
They sang Stay, and that blew up, went absolutely viral. So everyone was kind of like, Justin Bieber's back, and there was more excitement, and new dates were announced for his tour. But now, unfortunately, he's cancelled them. And if he's cancelled it because of health reasons, that's fair enough. But we're off him because he hasn't made a statement or posted anything on social media, or people are finding out through ticketing agencies.
Oh, so he's not even come out and said, I'm really sorry, either I've got a clashing issue, I'm not well, or I just don't have it in me. He's said nothing.
He said nothing at all. So people are finding out via emails through, you know, like the ticketing agencies being like, follow this link to get a refund, the tour's been cancelled. Everyone's gone, hold on. Well,
that's heavy.
It's not as if he has to go to some, you know, movie lot or something to go and do a press conference. He can just do it from his own home, like a little video on Insta.
He could also probably pay someone to write a statement and just say, this is from me.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't even say it because I've got the droopy face going on.
Yeah, I'll just type it up.
And that's all you need to do. Low act. Did you have tickets, Stephen?
I didn't have tickets, but I'm sure lots of people are, quite upset about
this. A lot of Novocastrians would be annoyed by that. That is a dog act.
I mean, it's one thing to postpone even for a year or two, but then to just cancel with no information and no statement given.
You know what's going to happen?
Wrong.
We're going to look like absolute a-holes if he's genuinely unwell and we're just here ragging on him.
Oh, look, but that's fair enough. But I feel like transparency is probably needed.
Totally.
People
do
spend
a
lot of money.
Yeah.
And like you said, it doesn't have to be from him. It can be from his team. It can just be written up. But I like, I'm so sorry, I can't do it because, you know, I have been unwell.
Doing Adele. I'm sorry, my show ain't ready.
Yeah,
do
just
that.
People, they'll be upset, but they'll get over
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry with COVID. I'm sick. My show ain't ready.
Do
that.
And if he does it in that voice, people will have a laugh as well.
See? Just
It's simple, isn't it? Anyway, he doesn't get it, obviously.
Or he's really sick and we look like complete a-holes.
Oh, well, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, I'm sorry. Probably not.
Exactly. Thanks for that, Stephen. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, now summer might officially be over, but boy, the weather is looking sweet.
Oh, my God, it's been a stinker. Yesterday, when I played tennis on the Merriweather Wall.
Yeah.
And I was sweating up a storm.
It was very muggy yesterday.
So muggy and windy and
ugh. It was weird. Hopefully it's better though. It's looking good though for the weekend. Nice warm days all the way through to next week.
Yeah, stinker on the weekend, isn't it?
Sure is. Straight to the beach. What swim are you going to do? Do you know? Unsure yet.
Unsure. Might go at the bay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Treat yourself. You deserve it.
There's some beautiful beaches out at Anna Bay.
Oh, isn't there what? That's all fantastic.
That's all.
Just wanted to say that. Enjoy the great weather the next, because it will start to get cold, you know.
Don't say that. Keep the summer dream alive. Okay. Manifest good weather for the rest of the year.
That's right.
Okay.
Good tip.
Thanks.
Good tip from Tyler.
Thanks.
Next, we'll chat about food thieves, though, because there's a situation that's been going on that's not ideal. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And do you live with a food thief? Is the area we move into now. Because yesterday on the show, we heard this unbelievable story about this guy who took a chip from his partner.
Yeah, not just a complete stranger off the street.
Hot chip, though. And she cracked it and then tried to hit him with a car. Like, have a listen to this.
I asked for a chip out of a half chicken and chips salad pack she had. I thought she was finished. Yeah, I shouldn't have asked for the chip.
So let me get this straight. This bloke asked for a chip.
Mm.
He took one.
Yeah.
She told him to get out of the car.
Yeah.
So she could run him over.
She chased him with the car and actually ran into him. Unbelievable.
I somehow understand this woman.
You cannot say that.
Yeah,
You cannot say that. That's too far.
If someone was to take my chip, I would start a brawl.
From your half chicken and chips.
World War III would begin.
How do you live with a food thief yourself? Your partner, Marcus.
I think.
Does he seagull on your food? Like,
he
say
does.
You've got some chips and a couple of chicken there.
Yeah.
And there's a little crispy bit in the corner you've got your eye on.
He takes it.
Does he zoom in there and just grab it?
He has before, yes, but I'm also known to be a bit of a food thief as well.
Are you the seagull?
Goes around comes around.
You're seagulling his stuff, aren't you?
Nah, we're both equally bad for it.
Yeah, okay. So my wife, Emmy, right, she says, this is her saying, food tastes better off your plate.
Yeah, she's right. She's absolutely right.
What is it about that? They're the same plates of food.
No.
But there's a little crispy bit and she'll just zoom in with the fork and stab it and it's gone. And
that would infuriate me.
4967-4105. Do you live with someone like this, or are you that person who's zipping in there and just grabbing that extra good bit?
Dob in a food thief if it's yourself or someone that you know, and we will reward you with a family pass to the Newey Show. Kicks off this weekend at the Newcastle Showground. If you want to get around it, dob in a food thief.
If there's one in your house, if you're the food thief, 4967-4105. Best stories on air today. Get the passes to the Newey Show. How good's that? 4967-4105. Give a buzz now. Do you live with a bunch of seagulls? Do you live with a food thief for somebody snatching the last crispy bit off your plate?
Oh, that's always the best bit is the last bite too, isn't it?
Of course it is.
This all comes...
That's why it's the last.
Yes, true. This all comes after a story of some poor bloke who thought it'd be all right to steal a chip from his partner. Apparently not, because she wanted to run him over after that.
Let's listen to it again because it's funny.
I asked for a chip out of a half chicken and chips salad pack she had. I thought she was finished. Yeah, I shouldn't have asked for the chip.
He just sounds so defeated. The poor bloke, doesn't he?
She then pushed him out the car and then chased him with the car.
But she reckons her foot slipped.
Doesn't sound like it. That sounds like she's very protective of anything with chicken salt on it.
Doesn't check out at all.
No.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Amanda up first in East Maitland. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Do you live with a food thief?
I live with one food thief who's 11, yes.
Oh, the kids. How annoying.
The eldest child, yes.
But also, too, because you love them so much, it's like you can't get mad, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of pause and trepidation in your voice then. All right, so what's something you've stolen recently food-wise or one that you remember?
My child has an aversion to having a 5 a.m. entree of ice cream.
So he's getting in there early before you're awake even?
That's correct. And it's even so bad as to we do ice cream cakes. I have four children, three of them who can eat ice cream. And he will eat the ice cream cakes after we've consumed them.
No.
Oh, my God. That does not sound good, does it?
5 a.m. in the morning?
I don't get mad. I get frustrated.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Jeez. Oh, my God. That's pretty hectic. Let's go to Lindsay up next. Good morning.
Hi.
Now tell us, do you live with a food thief?
I actually grew up with one. I still see him on a regular basis. My dad was the food thief.
Was he? Now, what was he stealing that would grind your gears?
Well, the main one was everyone else loved jelly lollies. He loved chocolate. We'd make sure there was chocolate, but he would always steal the jelly lollies and call it spite eating because he was eating in spite of us and it would always taste better when it was eaten out of spite.
Oh, God, the dad tax.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And they're like, you do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. He wore that shirt when he taught me how to drive.
I love that.
We've got Sarah up next in Greta. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Now, do you live with a food thief?
I don't. I live with someone who you do not steal food from.
Do you think that if you were to steal... Is this your husband, did you say?
Yes.
If you were to steal a chip from your husband, do you reckon you'd be getting kicked out of the car and getting run over?
Quite possibly. We were at a wedding once, and one of my friends who we just met that night decided to get her bread roll and scoop some gravy off his plate. He was dumbfounded. He did not know what to do. He was like, she stole my gravy.
This is such an interesting situation because it's one thing to steal off your own husband, wife plate, right? But to steal from somebody else's plate?
But also too, great leftover gravy on a plate, it's very personal, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah, he was
going to
wipe it up with his bread.
How dare she?
Oh, it's an outrage. Did he react anything else or was this, he was just dumbfounded?
No, he was dumbfounded. He was a very quiet man, so he was just, I don't know what to do here.
very awkward,
isn't it?
Very awkward.
We've got Jess to wrap this up in Wool's End. Hey, Jess.
Hello.
Now tell us, do you live with a food thief?
I used to live with my grandmother when I was at uni. And we were sitting on the front porch and I was actually eating chicken and chips.
Yeah.
Which is what reminded me. And, well, we all know that the skin is the best bit. So
totally.
I took that off and I put it on the side. And in she swooped. She swooped in and she threw it on the floor before I could even talk to her about it. And she fed it to the dog.
Now.
I was like, I was saving that.
That's the best bit, Jess.
Literally.
Were you so outraged that you felt the need to get in the car and run Grandma over?
It was this close.
I do not blame you. No one takes the chicken skin. No one takes the chips.
Especially
best
gives
bit.
It to the dog.
Yeah, that's not even like fair enough if she wanted it.
She's Robin Hooded the chicken skin.
That is pure evil.
Yeah, terrible stuff. Unbelievable.
I hate these people.
What, her grandma, her yep. poor old grandma, yep. who took her in while she was in uni? You can
over.
Live with...
Want to run her over?
We'll leave it right there, shall we?
That's us done for the day.
It sure is. Don't forget cash tracks across the day. Every single one worth $105. You want to get your mitts on that money. You've got to be listening at all times.
And trivia check back tomorrow, $825 as well.
It's climbing.
We're just living under a money tree here at New FM, aren't we?
It certainly feels like it to me. That's what I always think.
Money, money, money.
I'm there with my hands out. Have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday. See you then.
See ya.